Hello, this is Michael Melfi, and welcome to the Be Investable podcast. Since late 2015, I have had the opportunity to host a pair of amazing programs called The Trep Talk and Be Investable, both on the Michigan Business Network. I invite you to please enjoy some of my legacy content I was able to create while being a host on that network. What you are listening to are some of the engaging conversations I've had with entrepreneurs and with innovative individuals from across the United States and, in fact, the world. They took the time to share their insights about what it means to be investable.
Today, I got a special show for you. I'm actually in the process of moving into some great new offices, and in doing so, I was going through my book collection, and I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books I've read over the years, and I've loved reading them. I realize everyone's not going to sit down and read those, though. And I always get asked, you know, what is your favorite book? And I can't pick probably one. There's a couple, but there's some books that I just live by. And so what I wanted to do today was really dial in, what are my top 50 reads? What are those things that I have read that carry me forward personally, allow me to do what I do, and are the basis for a lot of the strategic advice, for the legal prowess I just bring to my clients? Where does that really come from? And when I get asked questions, it's usually based on being able to provide some insight, some wisdom, some advice, either from life lessons or from being educated through these amazing books. And so I'm going to take you through that today on the show. I'm pretty excited because this is kind of something different for us, not something we normally do, always interviewing guests, but I always get asked about books and good reads, and I'm just going to kind of zip through them. I'm going to leave it up to you to find ones that fit for you. I don't expect you to read all of them, and I do want to at least give you a great resource in this podcast for great books. So they're going to be divided up. What we're going to go over today is the three different groups of books that I pulled out here. The first one is more the personal development, working with you. How are you wired? How do you grow? How do you become better? Because it's in that you really can start to build on. That's your foundation, you. You know, if you want to give a gift to someone else, it starts with looking in the mirror. And so that's what that first category is, and we'll dive into some of those books. The second one is more about the tactics. Everyone always wants to know how to be in action. Everyone wants to know how to check things off a list. And I'm not saying that's the best thing to do, but people always ask for that. So I got a huge stack here of books that I can share with you about that. And then the last one is more, you know, once you understand those tactics, that blocking and tackling, how do you begin to build those strategies for long-term success and growth? And so I have some books I'm going to share with you about that. And like I said, there's about 50 here in total. So check it out. And I look forward to your feedback on this podcast. So diving right in, the first one is what I'm going to call that personal development, that intra and interpersonal growth. And I'm just going to kind of go through the books. I'll say the author's name, and it'll kind of be up to you to dive a little bit deeper. But the first one is Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. Just a great book that really talks about, you know, the power of your subconscious mind. Another one that's really awesome is The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhaniani, from founder of Mind Valley. You know, this is the 10 unconventional laws to redefining your life and succeeding on your own terms. Another great New York Times bestseller book. You know, one of an all-time favorite is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You know, as the cover says, this book could be worth $1 million to you. A great one there. Another one that's a really great one is The Emotional Intelligence 2.0. This is the world's most popular emotional intelligence test by Travis Bradbury and Gene Greaves. Just a really great book around emotional intelligence. One of my favorite people, and had the pleasure of meeting him a couple times now, Russell Simmons. Great book called Super Rich, A Guide to Having It All. It's really about personal development, not about making money. Great book there. Another one is A Whole New Mind by Daniel Pink. Why Right Brainers Will Rule the Future. I love this. Talks about left brain, right brain. Just a really good read. Really, really, really good read. I would definitely recommend it. Next one is How to Live 365 Days a Year. It's The 12 Principles to Make Your Life Richer by John A. Schindler, MD. This is a great little book. It's got a new introduction by Andrew Holtz. Definitely, I would recommend reading that one. Another great one is Are You Up for the Challenge by Mr. Rod Hairston. He's the creator of the 45-Day Challenge series. Just a great book about the 6 innovative steps to lasting change. Not just, hey, say I'm going to set a New Year's resolution, but how do I really make it stick? How do you make things stick? Speaking of making things stick, one of my all-time favorites is Start With Why from Simon Sinek, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. I just think it's a great book for building a foundation as a person, is understanding that. Another couple more is How Will You Measure Your Life? That's by Clay Christensen. Just an amazing New York Times bestseller. Clay does a great job with that book. And last but not released. This one is one of my favorites. It's called Outwitting the Devil, The Secret to Freedom and Success. It is by Napoleon Hill. Although it was written in 1938, it wasn't released till just recently, and it was edited and annotated by Sharon Lecter. You know, she's a co-author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, another great book I recommend reading, but just an amazing read that I recommend everyone read. So that rounds out my books for the personal development side. Like I said, read some, read all. I found that once I got diving into them, I couldn't help but read one after another after another. So those are some great books right there. The next set of books that we said we're going to speak about were the tactical books. So this is the blocking and tackling of business. And so, you know, and just in life in general, one of the first ones is The 7 Secrets of Learning Revealed by Dr. Lawrence Martell. I just think this is such a good one because it's what your teachers never taught you because your teachers never knew. You got to learn how to learn before you can actually learn stuff. And so I think that's a great foundational book. Another great one is Get Backed by Evan Baer and Evan Loomis. Just a really great book about coming out of the Harvard Business Review Press. You know, it's about crafting your story, building the perfect pitch deck, and launch the new venture of your dreams. Such a really good book if you are an entrepreneur out there. Another one that I know has gotten a lot of traction is around the business model canvas. And this book is The Business Model Generation. Just a great book written by Alexander Osterwalden and Yves Pignoy. Just a really great book. He has about 475 practitioners from 45 countries that all give insight. If you want to learn the basis of putting together just a basic business model canvas, such a great book to teach you those tactics. Another great one, The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. A really good book, great read, and more in story format. The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. You can't live without that book. It's such a really, really good book. I highly recommend you reading it. This is one, it's called Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In by Roger Fisher and William Ury. Just a great, great, great book. I recommend everyone reads it. It's a straightforward, universal and applicable method for negotiating personal and professional disputes without getting taken and without getting angry. Great book that I know has served really functionally valuable for me in negotiating deals. You know, a staple of anyone is How to Win Friends and Influence People. This is the first and still the best book of its kind by Dale Carnegie with over 15 million sold, and I'm sure it's more than that now, but just a really good principle book for everyone to read. The Fred Factor, I just love this one. This one's all about how passion, your work, and life can turn an ordinary into extraordinary. This is by Mark Sanborn with a foreword by John Maxwell. I mean, this book is only, you know, 100 pages roughly, but Mark does just a great job with it. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. You know, I always get asked about growing your business and how to really take things to the next level. And although this book is it can be read in one sitting, it's only 100 pages. Growth Hacker Marketing by Ryan Holiday. You know, he's the best-selling author of Trust Me, I'm Lying. And that's another great book. But this is just a really great read. It's a primer on the future of PR, marketing, and advertising. If you are in business and looking to grow, you got to read that for sure. No questions asked. The next 5 I'm going to lump in together. They're by my buddy Jeffrey Gitmer. I cannot speak enough about Jeffrey. I just love everything he does over there in his camp. And really, he's all about selling. He's all about relationship-based selling. So I got 5 titles here. The Little Red Book of Selling, The Little Platinum Book of Cha-Ching, The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, The Little Green Book of Getting Your Way, and then The Sales Bible, The Ultimate Sales Resource. Every one of Jeffrey's books, I recommend picking up and reading them. They're great reads. They're super entertaining. And if sales, business development, or being influential is part of what you're doing, these books do a great job of putting together an outline that can assist you in being successful. A friend of ours, Josh Linkner, always doing great things. He's wrote the book, The Road to Reinvention, How to Drive Disruption, Accelerate Transformation. Really good book. Definitely worth checking out. Thanks, Josh, for all the support you do for us in the community here. Another one is The Secrets of Very Important Top Officers, Think and Sell Like a CEO. It's a Wall Street Journal bestseller by Anthony Paranello. I think it's a great book. It gives you some insight into how to sell to that C-suite. You know, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. You know, this is just a great book and, you know, about following others and others will follow you. Great foreword by Zig Ziglar. I just think it's a really great book that you should definitely check out if you're looking at all to be a leader. Give some really kind of tactical background on what it takes to be successful. This national bestseller, the next one, is The Carrot Principle by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. The care principles, basically how to manage, use recognition, how to engage people, how to retain talent, how to accelerate performance. It's based on a 10-year study of over 200,000 managers, employees. This is a great book if you're looking to grow an organization. This gives you some real-world tactical advice that you can implement starting tomorrow. The next couple, I really like. They're short reads, but they're great ones. First one is Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. It's an amazing, great little book that I definitely recommend reading. It's a way to deal with change in your work and in your life. The next two are The 1 Minute Manager and The 1 Minute Salesperson, again by Spencer Johnson. Ken Blanchard was on one and Larry Wilson on the other, but these are just great books. They're really quick, popular management method style books. I definitely recommend reading those three as well. Our friend Timothy Ferriss does a great, he's probably best known for the 4-Hour Workweek, the Wall Street Journal bestseller, How to Escape the 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich. You know, he's done an amazing job since this book came out a while ago with some other books. He's got some other great ones out there, but this was where it all started. So I recommend you start with this one. And, you know, big shout out to Tim and everything him and his team are doing and the amazing impact they're making in the workplace and in the entrepreneurial community. Next one I would recommend is The Go-Giver by Bob Berger. Bob Berger has two of them, The Go-Giver, which is a little story about powerful business idea, and The Go-Giver, Sell More. Bob wrote these with John David Mann. They're just great. It's a great story. Lots of lessons to be taken away, and something that I highly recommend that everyone takes a chance to read. The last one I have in this category, everyone's probably heard it at some point. It's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This is the powerful lessons for personal change. You know, it starts with building habits, those tactics that make you successful. Stephen Covey from Franklin Covey, I mean, they nailed it on the head. This is a book that is a must read. It's a foundational book for you being successful in business. So, you know, that second set is really those tactical books that I highly, highly, highly recommend that you take the time to read. They're great books. They provide tons of insight and wisdom. And that plus that first set of books will give you a foundation upon which to build. It's from that foundation that we can really dive into the next set of books that I would recommend. And this last set I have found, at least for me, to be where I began to really, you know, think critically, begin to build strategies around being successful. You know, these books are definitely thought-provoking. Some of them tell great stories. They give away great lessons. But upon those tactics, you can really start to dive into these strategies. And I'm not saying you got to read one or the other. In fact, for the ambitious overachievers out there, the A-type personalities, grab one from each one of the lists. Read a personal development book, a tactics book, and a strategy book all at the same time. You know, that will really set your mind on fire. But in this area, the first one I'm going to say is by Doug Tatum. It's No Man's Land, Where Companies Grow and Fail. A really great book that I definitely recommend reading. And another one is by Peter Diamandis, Bold. You know, it's from the New York Times bestselling author of Abundance, you know, How to Go Big, Create Wealth, and Impact the World. He wrote that with Stephen Kotler. I definitely recommend reading that one. Another one that I just got done reading was by Malcolm Gladwell. You'll hear a few more from him, but David and Goliath. It's all about underdogs, misfits, and the art of battling giants. I highly, 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 highly recommend you read that one. The Art of War by Sun Tzu. It's kind of a oldie but a goodie. I highly recommend that. The E-Myth's a great one for our attorney listeners out there. The E-Myth Attorney. You know, this one's about why most legal practices don't work and what to do about it. Michael Gerber does a great job with just the E-Myth in general. I think he has a few other ones out there. I happen to read a couple of them, but I highly recommend you reading the E-Myth. Traction. If you are looking to grow a business, you're running a division and want to see it grow, you're doing anything and want to actually get some momentum, this is about how to gain traction. Gabriel Weinberg and Justin Maris do a great job with this. It's about how any startup can achieve explosive customer growth, but it's not just for any startup. It's how any professional can achieve explosive customer growth. Another one is Hooked. It's about how to build habit-forming products. This is really strategic in nature. Near EL with Ryan Hoover do a great job in this book. I definitely recommend that. This next one was really interesting. It was a New York Times bestseller. It's called Nudge. It's all about improving decisions about health, wealth, and happiness. Richard Thayer and Cass Sunstein did a great job. Really, really good book there. Next two, going back to my buddy Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm's books are all amazing national bestsellers. You know, they're just amazing books. This one's The Tipping Point. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. How Little Things Can Make All the Difference. I just love this book. I can't speak enough about it. And the other one is Blink. It's The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. And Malcolm is an amazing, amazing author. And I'm looking forward to interviewing him here one of these days, just because his books really are so amazing. A couple more here. The Diamond Cutter by Geeshee Michael Roach. This is the Buddha on Managing Your Business and Your Life. Kind of a different read. Really good, though. You know, I think that's a great one. I think I can't help it without saying that one. The other one that comes to mind is Robin Dharma and his book, The Monk That Sold His Ferrari. I think that one's great as well. Those both kind of are cut from the same cloth. I really like those. Eric Ries does an amazing job with this New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup, How Today's Entrepreneurs Use Continued Innovation to Create Radically Successful Businesses. Eric does a great job. He's just a rock star, and this book is a great one. It's a great read. It seems more and more as of late I talk about this book. It's called Smart Cuts. It's by Shane Snow. It's how hackers, innovators, and icons accelerate success. No matter who you are, where you are in business, if you're looking to grow and succeed, this is a must read. I definitely recommend it. Another one, I the title says it all, How to Get a Meeting with Anyone. My buddy Stu Heinecke wrote this one, and it's just about untapping selling power of contact marketing. It's just a really great book. It gives you great insights and something I highly recommend taking a quick read about. Other one is Ash Mayara, Running Lean. It's an iterative plan from A to a plan that works. I highly recommend that. Such a good thing, kind of ties into that lean startup of Eric Ries, but highly recommend those books. A few other ones. I mean, those are the books I read. I think if you ask about a few other ones that I would read, those typically fall into the categories of books that are more about people or written by people. So I know that Damon Johns has an amazing book out right now. You should definitely check that one out. If you look at Sir Richard Branson, he's wrote some really great ones. Mark Cuban has one out. Warren Buffett has one out. The list goes on and on. And all those great mentor, iconic entrepreneurs, their books are just amazing. And I'll probably do a deep dive into those sometime in the future. What I wanted to give you today again was really an overview of some really good reads in the areas of personal growth, personal development, those business tactics, and what it takes to really kind of lay the foundation around that business skills. And lastly, some of those business strategy books. And really between all those, it was about 50, 55 that I went over. I highly recommend you taking some time to really read those. You know, there's been studies done that some of the most successful people read on a continual and daily basis. It has so many positive impacts and so many positive benefits to your life. It not only obviously makes you more intelligent and gives you more wisdom. It helps keep your brain firing and those synaptic clefts going off and really, really making sure that you're thinking and really stimulating that muscle, that mental muscle that you have. You know, it's your way to take your brain to the gym every day. Whether you're reading, doing a Sudoku puzzle, it is so important to constantly be thinking and stimulating it. You know, there's a saying from a great movie, Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. The brain works the same way. Get busy using it or let it kind of waste away. And so reading is such an integral part of, I know what's been my career and so many successful entrepreneurs and executives that read, you know, they read on so often. I just read a quote about Warren Buffett that he still today is so actively reading and taking time to think and really, really ponder over things as opposed to just always being in action. In a time and a place when information is readily available, how do we make time to slow down, to think, to process, to really analyze and come up with some really innovative and creative ideas? And reading, I have found to be one of those great things. So with that, I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to take time to give a big shout out to all of our listeners for quite some time now. You guys have been checking in every week and been listening to us and asking great questions on social media. Please keep asking us. Please keep emailing us. We would love, love, love to continue to correspond and engage with you. So definitely stay engaged. Before we wrap up, the last thing I would say is got to do a little self-promotion. We do have some books out ourselves. We definitely recommend you look at those. We wrote our books really to be kind of how-to books. The first one is The Simple Secrets of Social Media. The second one's The Simple Secrets of IP. The next one is The Simple Secrets of Crowdfunding. The fourth one we have out is The Simple Secrets of Being an Entrepreneur. And we have another one coming out, The Simple Secrets of Being Able to Fundraise. And so with those books, those five books, those are another great books that you can definitely check out. That was a lot, and I really enjoyed it. And I want to thank you guys for checking in and listening with us.
Thank you for taking a look back with me at some of the relevant conversations we've had over the past couple years across the entrepreneurial ecosystem and the investable world. As always, check out the Be Investable podcast latest episodes here on iTunes. And also, look for some of my blog posts on the Michigan Business Network.